Today, vegetable grower Michael Cummins-Ooley from Bathurst, New South Wales, is discussing some of the physical and economic benefits he has discovered from using cover crops and strip till. And he's discussing that with agronomist Mark Hinderegger from AHR.
So Michael, can you share with us how long you've been farming in the Bathurst area?
Yeah, I've been farming probably about 30 years, growing mostly brassicas, a few lettuce, and also pumpkins every now and again, and also corn. Yeah, and that was our main line sort of thing.
So what are the top two or three challenges you've faced over the years?
Oh, the main challenges with growing vegetables would be pests and disease. And I suppose they're the main things that pop up all the time and you're not ready for them.
How important are crop rotations to your ability to grow vegetables here?
Yeah, from what we've learned over all these years is the more you rotate, the easier it is to grow a vegetable. It gets rid of the headaches, basically. So, yeah, if you can afford, and the cheapest fix to a lot of these diseases is having more land and having a good rotation plan.
Yeah. What have been some of the better rotations for you? What, like?
Switching to Lucerne is probably one of the best ones we've come up with. It has a few hurdles. Definitely one of them is when you plough a Lucerne crop in and you go to a brassica, you have to use more water. But then the benefit for that is if you get a really wet season, you get reduced water logging on a brassica crop or vegetable crop. So there's pros and cons.
Yeah, excellent. So you've just recently grown a pumpkin crop using strip tillage for the first time. How did that go?
It went a bit pear-shaped because we ran out of water. So it was a bit hard to analyze, but we managed to pick a few pumpkins and look at it. It's very different. It's a lot less tillage, as it says. And, yeah, the benefits are you can definitely get a crop in quickly. What were we trying to achieve was having no plastic, because pumpkins are just a bit of a sideline for us. We're trying to be able to pick pumpkins that are a lot cleaner on a winter stubble crop. Yeah, and we could see benefits there.
So your main focus was being able to harvest and have some labor savings of not having to clean the pumpkins. Was you able to get an idea on the economics behind that?
Yeah, you would definitely, if pumpkins were clean, like rather than sitting in a plough paddock, you would definitely double the speed of harvesting, because definitely washing pumpkins is time consuming.
Yeah. So, and is that a big economics, or is that a big rock type of thing?
It's hard to say. It would have been good if we had a massive crop to actually do some figures, but wasn't there to really have an idea. But in theory, yes, I reckon if you're just picking pumpkins and packing them in bins and they are clean, those economics will be considerable. I think probably you would save, instead of say probably four people to pick a semi-trailer load, you would only need half that. You would only need two.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah. How do you decide how to manage your cover crops, Michael?
Well, basically, when we put a winter cover crop in, we predominantly pick a crop that we can't have the ability to have options with. So oats is a classic. It's a real good one. If we know we're going to be in for a dry summer and hay is going to be an expensive crop, we'll grow it out and make hay. You're not getting as much green manure crop, but you're still getting the root system and the value in the soil. But then you have the option, if it's wet and the hay is not worth much money, well, that's when you do spray it and roll it down and look at things like strip till and have good organic matter in your soil. So flexibility, I suppose, trying to find crops that give you the options So yeah, you've got choices.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark and Michael. And listener, for more podcasts, fact sheets, case studies, and webinars on a vast number of helpful topics for vegetable growers, head to the Soil Wealth website, that's soilwealth.com.au, and Applied Horticultural Research at ahr.com.au. This podcast was produced for the Soil Wealth Project, which is financed by Hort Innovation using the funds from the Vegetable Levy and contributions from the Australian Government.